And good evening. Welcome back to another Tuesday night prayer. We thank you for tuning in. This is Miracle Life Ministries under the leadership of Mims Church of God, where our pastor is Dr. and Dr. Johnson. We thank you for your time of support. We thank you for your time of connecting and having kingdom connection as we move forward, God. And if you feel like you want to sow financially, remember it's $MIMS COG1 at Cash App. Please make sure you give, and we give it unto the Lord, not unto just the people, but unto the Lord. So let's get ready for prayer. God, we thank you. God, we thank you tonight. God, we honor you tonight. God, it is because of you, God, that we are in this place, God, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. God, for doing what you said you're going to do, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, for how you continually bless us and moving us in the right direction, God. God, we thank you for everything you've done so far today, God. God, we thank you for all the ways you're making today, God. God, in this time when things seem to want to go left and go right, but God, we thank you for keeping us grounded and centered, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, for everything that you said tonight, God. God, we thank you for every word that you bring forth tonight, God. God, we thank you for keeping us in a place where we didn't understand that we need to be kept, but God, you are the God, a keeping power, God. We thank you for you keeping us in these times where we don't always understand what fully is going on. But we thank you, God, that you just keep on keeping us, God. God, we thank you for keeping us through the day, God. God, we thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for keeping this mind that could easily go left or go right, could want to curse you and everything. But God, we thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for your tender love and mercies, God, that cover us, that keep us in the right place, God. We thank you today, God. God, that we are still in our right minds, God. God, we thank you, God. We even though we got activity of our limbs, sometimes they feel a little stiff but everything. But God, we thank you that we still have activity of the limbs, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, for everything that you're doing tonight, God. God, we thank you for the prophetic word that you will give to us tonight, God, in the time of prayer, God. God, we thank you tonight, God. God, while we in this place, God, we want you to continue to bless our leadership, God. Continue to bless and continue to pour into their lives, God. God, lift them up. Lift them up, God, where they need to be lifted up, God. Strength where they need strength now, God. God, and everything they need, God. God, as you continue and they continue to do the work and bring in what you called them to do for this great vision for MIMS Church of God, we pay you to bring in the right people, bring in the right places of edification, God, bring in the right giftings that we will go and move as you say move, God. We thank you, God, tonight, God. We thank you for what you're doing tonight, because it was only you that could do it, God. We thank you tonight, God, for the dynamic change that you're bringing, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for everything that's being set forth tonight, that we will move in this place that you have called us into, God. God, we thank you that we operated in the fullness of what we call the church, God. We thank you, God, that we know how to come and gather and know how to follow you and listen to you in the house of prayer, God. We thank you tonight, God, that God, that you are still sitting on the throne, God. God, we thank you, God. God, I just want to just say it again. God, we thank you for keeping our minds when we've seen so many people that have lost their mind. But God, you've been a mind regulator, God. God, you have kept us, God. God, when we said that we want to keep our mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace, God. And God, we thank you tonight for the perfect peace that you're giving tonight, God. God, we thank you tonight for our minds to know to stay on the things of above and not be stuck on what's going on around us, God. God, we thank you for the strengthening of us, God. God, we thank you for the strengthening coming through, because we need your strength now tonight, God, for the things that we're facing and all the strengthening and testing that we be facing, God. God, we thank you for your strength coming in, God. We thank you that you're not letting our flesh take over in situations, but your spirit will show, God. We thank you tonight. God, we thank you tonight for everything you're doing, God. God, we thank you for moving in finances. God, we thank you for moving in health, God. God, we thank you for moving in relationships tonight, God. God, the things that we felt like were tore up and broken and everything, but God, you moved in relationships, God. God, you moved in this body that we have to carry that holds the Holy Spirit that moves and dwells inside of us. God, we thank you for healing these bodies, for the things that they said that we had infirmaries around everything that would try to give us restrictions and limitations on the things we want to do for God. But God, we thank you, God, tonight. God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are expanding us, God. God, I thank you, God, even though it can feel rough sometimes. But God, I thank you for the stretching, God. Some of you don't understand what that means, but God, I thank you for the stretching of you, God. You stretch us to strengthen us, God. God, and our faith is increased every time you stretch us, God. We thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, for what you're doing now, God. I feel you moving, God. God, we thank you for restoring us that we have poured out and doing the things that we've been doing, God. God, we thank you for the restoring of our karabas. God, we thank you for the restoring of our bodies tonight, God, because we have done and poured out and given so much, and God, we feeling physically tired, but God, you strengthen us, God. You lift us up, God, in every area, God, and we thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you for the lifting that you give, because no one else could do it, God. God, you come in at the right time and the right season and move at the right place and know how to lift us, encourage us, and press us forward, God. You bring in the right word at the right time to let us know we're doing what we're supposed to do, God. And God, even if we fall out of your line, God, you bring us in the word to get us back in line, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you for the word that will come to correct, God, the word that comes to build, God, the one that guides us, God. We thank you for a word, God, a word that is not just in one print, but God, a living word. Ah, my God, y'all got to catch that, God. God, a living word that every time that God, we come back to God, you can give us a deeper revelation of the word, God. We have been sitting on this same Bible for all these years, but God, you keep giving revelation after revelation after revelation, and God, we thank you for the word, God. God, it was the word that was in the beginning. God, it's the word that's been getting us through. God, it's the word that's been keeping us in alignment. God, and we thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you tonight for the word, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for everything that you said you're going to do tonight, God. And God, as we go into this other part of prayer, God, God, we begin to reveal things, God. God, let scales come off, God. Let ears be open, God. Let hearts be changed, God. Let our lives begin to be the lighthouse that it needs to be right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we move forward more in this time of prayer, God. God, not just us to be just to be talking, God, but God, that we hear from you, God. God, we don't want to be here just to be going on, but like a symbol just to be heard, but God, God, we want to hear from you, God. God, we want to know what's on your heart, your mind, that we should be doing and what we should be obeying, God. Which direction should we take, God? God, we want to be in this place, God, to really hear from you tonight, God. Because God, we hear everything else. But God, we don't want to keep hearing the noise. But God, we want to hear your voice and what we need to do, God. God, we want to stay in your word that you would guide us and direct us, God. God, we want to be in the place where, God, you move in our lives like never before, God. God, that we will see financial changes, God. God, even the financial changes, God. Give us wisdom and stewardship on the financial change. God, don't not keep us in a place of poverty in our mindsets, but God. God, take us to a place of wealth in our minds. God. God, take us to a place that we understand what stewardship really is, God. Take us to a place where we can make things grow for us and we not have to do all the work, but God, we can sit there and be obedient and follow you and watch if things work for us, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you right now, God. I feel you now, God. I thank you, God, right now, God. I thank you, God, for being the God who you truly are, the only true living God. God, we thank you, God. God, we call you Yahweh tonight, God. God, Yahweh, tonight, God. Yekan namaso ramandidi kosa. Yahweh, monanamana darababo kosha manaso kosha. Iko masha. Yahweh, God, move on our lives. Yahweh, come in and give us the right direction. Yahweh, open our eyes tonight, God. Yah, ramando shabasi.
God, we thank you, God. God, we give you the glory tonight, God. God, we give you the honor. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. And we know, God, you're going to continue to do it. In Jesus' name, we go pray. Amen and amen and amen. We thank y'all for being support unto this tonight. And tonight, I'm going to just go into it and we'll let the Lord have his way. I'm going to probably start from the Old Testament, but the word today the Lord said, and it just happened to be what's on my shirt, if y'all can see, it says, stay humble, and God will make sure you understand what it means to stay humble in every situation, but let me not get ahead of myself. So tonight I will be coming from a couple of different texts. The text will be including Proverbs 22 and 4. Of course, it's going to be Luke, the 14th chapter and 11th verse. And it's going to be 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 6. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6. And it reads such. I read King James for the first one. And it reads such. That's Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 4th verse. And it says, by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Let that marinate in your spirit. Let that marinate, because God is going to do some things in that. And let's go into Luke, the 14th chapter and the 11th verse. And I'm reading this from the NIV. So it says, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And for the last scripture tonight, and that's 1 Peter verse chapter 5 and verse 6. And it says in the NIV, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, and that ye may be lifted up in due time. And there goes for the scriptures for tonight, for the time of prayer. And God is reminding us, whatever you do, stay humble. God, whatever we want to move in and whatever position that you put me in, that I stay humble. That I don't get caught up and I don't do these things and I move in a direction that I'm not following. God said, help me stay humble. I need you to understand this tonight, because as we have been in a place so many times that God, we have gotten to a place and we let positions and titles go to our heads rather than we understand what God is saying and stay humble, stay in a position where he says to do, and follow what he says. The Bible always reminds us that if we be in a place of a humble humility, that God will begin to exalt us. God will make our names known. God will put us in places because we have demonstrated the very thing that God says to do, and we must stay humble. I want to talk to leaders just for a moment, then we'll go on. Leaders, I need you to understand in this thing tonight, wherever you go and however you move up, whatever your credentials will ever be, that you must be humble. As they said, never let your hat size change. Stay humble in whatever you do, because that's the thing that God will move and do things for your behalf, because you're doing that thing and be humble. And once we don't get to the place of not being humble, we will miss out what God said. I need you to get back to the place of staying humble and being in a place, because if you understand what humbleness and understand how to operate in it, you'll know that things will begin to open up for you. God will give you grace. God will give you blessings. God will lift favor when you're humble, when you have gotten to a place where you think you have arrived. And you think that you're all that, God will do just like it says in the Word of God. As soon as you begin to exalt yourself, he will do some things in your life that will humble you, that will remind you that he is still God and he's the one that controls all this, and that you must stay in the right place. So you got to understand it in today's time. Please, I implore you tonight to make sure you stay humble. Whatever God has you do, wherever God takes you to be a multi-billionaire. I need you to remain humble, because there is something that easy as God blesses you, things can begin to fall out and destruction can begin to move in your house. But if you take the time tonight and just stay humble wherever God puts you in, if God has me vacuum the floor at the church, I do it with all the great and prayer and pride and understanding that I have honor that I'm in a place where I can vacuum the church. And then I stay humble. As I stay humble, God will begin to see who my heart is, and my heart is in the right place, and that my spirit lines up with His. And He was saying, then I can bring them up and put them as this. But all I got to do is stay humble. I remember the times where you had to be a watchman at the door, being an usher, and you always had to smile and greet people and not have a nasty attitude. Come on, I need you to hear. When you have the humbleness, when you open the door, you don't know what somebody's been facing, and then they begin to see you smile and greet them and bring them in, like how things begin to move in their life, because you have presented yourself in a way that you're humble, that you don't think you're better than that. Can I talk to you just for a little bit before we go back in prayer? Because there are some things that we have gotten, and our attitudes are a thing that will not let us show that we are a humble people. Let me put down something that I was looking at and reading. Let me read this to you. It says, the humility in our relationship to other people is a reflection of in our thoughts, our words, our actions, and attitude. Let's look at this. But as Dr. Johnson was talking a couple weeks ago about, you know, sometimes your thoughts and your attitudes and everything is a reflection. As she said, y'all need to recalibrate some of y'all thoughts. If you recalibrate, you'll humble yourself, knowing that God will do it. If I just stay in a humble position, just stay in a place where God can use me, and my heart and everything stay in the right place. It reminds me in Ezekiel, say, take away my stony heart and give me a heart of flesh that's pliable, that's precious, that I can feel and hear and move by God. If you will understand it, that if you get to the place where you need to be and know that everything from my thought, because it didn't say my actions first, it said my thought. So if a man think it, so is he. If my thoughts and my ways are going to operate humbly, then I know it will manifest in a way in my life that I am humble, because it's already there in my mind. If I can just go to the next one, they said my words must be humble. Now, how many here on this line or ever hear this will understand it, that my words must be humble, even in places of correction, even in places of doing what you need to help do somebody bad, you must still remain humble. Because sometimes we get in positions. I'm talking to them leaders right now. Sometimes we get in position and forgot how to have a humble attitude. We look so mean and nasty and look so unapproachable because we don't have a humble attitude. But then how are you say you're going to lead somebody to Christ if you got a nasty attitude? Your words are not pleasing unto people when you greet them at the church. You should be the most approachable people in the world, but sometimes we are not the most approachable. We look mean and surly and all of these things, that people forget that if you are Christ-like, I should have a smile on my face, because even though I may be going through hell here on earth, but I got a smile because I know that my soul will not be in damnation. My soul will not be tortured, because I got a better place. I got a mansion in the sky that I'm waiting on that God will do. I can smile just to think about. I can go to a place where I got to worry about no more pain, no more suffering. If I could just humble myself, and I'm still talking to you. If you would just humble yourself, you'll watch how things will begin to open up for you. You'll watch how the doors and the windows begin to flow. If you could just humble yourself, you'll see how government, even that they don't line up with what you want to say all the time, they will begin to give you favor, because they see it's God working in your life, and they're going to be obedient to God, not realizing that that's what they're doing, and they will move because of your humble. Now let's talk about the rest of us, that we must operate and be humble, because our attitudes in these last couple of years, because we went through this pandemic, we have not had the most humble attitude. We have some grudges, some bitterness in us, because some of us have lost some people in the pandemic. Some of us have lost so many things. Some of us had to rebuild it and feel like, why did I have to go through this? But if I could just be humble and just be thankful that God kept me, I didn't have to die like other people did during the pandemic, that the virus did not take me out. And I just want to thank you, God, because I want to stay humble. I want to be in a place, God, that I know whatever you say do, God, do it, God. I want to be in a place where I don't think it's all about me, but it's all about you, God. I just want to be in a place that, God, long as I bring honor and glory unto your name, long as I can acknowledge you and everything, I just want to be in a humble place, God, because if I stay humble, God, you are beginning to put me in places, God. You'll put me in palaces. You'll put me among kings and queens, God. God, if I just stay humble, God will begin to do some things. His mercy will begin to move. His love and his blessings begin to do things for my life. But I must do some things in my life. These things are one of the things that we require me, just like we require to be holy because he is holy. God is requiring us to have a humble attitude, a humble way, a humble heart, that we must understand that what God is doing in this time, because we are so caught up in about people acknowledging me as what my title is, acknowledging me of what I've done, acknowledging me because what I, but if you understand that if I, God give God, to God be the glory, if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be, because if it wasn't for him, I could not have the house. If it wasn't for him, I could not have the job. God, I'm humble by the very thing. I am humble by what you do for me when I don't deserve it. So God, I just want to stay in a humble state. God, I want to be in a place that I operate in humility, that God, that you would be honored, that life will come back unto me, God. If I would just get back to a place of humbleness, God, don't let my attitude and the way I talk, God help me with my body language, that it remains humble, that people can approach me, and I'm not looking to mean and nasty all the time. God, I just want to be humble, because God, it ain't about how many times I be on television, not how many times that I write a book, and not how many times I do that, but God, how many times do I worship you, God? How many times do I give you praise, God? How many times am I bringing honor unto your name, God? God, let me be humble, and not just for a season, God. God, let that be my daily giving and daily life, that I be humble before you, God. God, because I recognize if it was not for you, I don't know what I would be, God. If I stay humble and submit myself, God, that you would bring me forth in the right season, God. God, if I stay humble, God, I see the doors open for us. If we stay humble, God, in this time of prayer, God, let your children get back to a place of humbleness, God. God, you remind me in the Chronicles, God, when David let pride of things begin to rise up in him, and he began to remember that there was a price to pay. We must remain humble. We must remain humble. As long as we stay humble, God will see, and God will begin to do things on our behalf, because we are not trying to puff ourselves up, God. We're not trying to operate in a haughty spirit, God. God, we just want to be humble and humble before you, God. God, let us move in humility, God, because we must know that we must be connected to you, God. God, in this time, God, when everything rises up, God, keep us humble. When the doctor says this is the issue and try to give us a bad report, God, let us stay humble, and God, let us stay firm in our faith, and our faith increase, God. God, when they say that you won't qualify, you'll never get this, you'll never be that, God, keep us humble. God, don't let us have an attitude. Don't let me have, let me show you this, God, but let us be in a place where we say, but God, for you, for I live and I died, and God, I want to bring you honor and glory, God. God, that you would do it, God. I could not do this thing on my own, but it was only you, God, that was able to keep me and move me and get me to this place, God. God, is only you that is deserving of the glory and the honor, God. And God, that's what I want to be at, God. God, I don't want to be in a place where I think this title is more than what it is. But God, I want this title of being a servant, God. God, I want the title of being your child that loves to worship you, God. God, I want to be in a place where I stay humble before you tonight, God. God, in everything that we're getting ready to go through, and God, God, I know them some places where we're going through some lacking and go through some famines, but there will be some places that will be in an abundance in these next years, God. God, I want to be in a humble place, God. God, if you bless me with billions, God, I want to have a humble attitude, God. God, I want to make sure I do what you say to expand the kingdom, God. God, I want to be humble and not have to be humble before you, God. God, I want to stay in a place where I can be used by you, but God. But God, I want to make sure whatever I do, God, that I'm humble before you, God. God, I want to be humble before you, God. I don't want to be about a show. But God, I want the realness to be seen that I am a humble vessel, an obedient vessel for the Lord. God, I don't want to be in no more places where they just want to put you out there because you have the title of bishop. God, I want to be in a place where they know the heart of the servant of the Lord. And they see the obedience. They see the pureness of you, God, and not of me, God. God, I want to be so humble when I come in. I'm not about how big and how much attention I'm finna get. But I want to be in a place, God, God, that I would just be humble enough to do what you say do, God. God, I want to be humble whether I'm preaching to 10,000 or 10 people, God. God, I want to stay humble. God, I don't want to let numbers and crowds go to my head, God. God, right now as we pray, God, we continue to pray, God, let us stay in that place, God. God, let us not be stuck on faces, but let us be stuck on the obedience that we must do what the Lord says do. God, let us be assignment driven when we go out on assignment, not about what can I get, God. Because if I do what you have called me to do, be obedient and stay humble, God, you will begin to open doors, God. God, you will supply every need according to your riches and glory, God. I will not be in a place of lack, God, because I'm being an obedient servant unto you, God. God, long as we want to stay humble and obedient, God. God, we want to be faithful unto you, God. God, we want to demonstrate righteousness in every place we do, God, in this time, God. God, tonight, God, as we come to this place once again, God. God, we don't want to be about a name, God. But God, we want to be about serving and bringing honor unto the name of God. God, we thank you tonight for this time, God. God, we thank you for this heart that we want to have tonight, God. God, we want a heart that is humble before you, God. God, we want a heart that can be pliable, God. We want to be a place that we humble, that we are teachable, that you can teach us, God. God, we don't want to think just because we have reached a high level of credential that we are not teachable, God. But keep us teachable, Lord, that we will hear from you, God. That we will hear from you, God. That we will see your glory moving, God. That we will see and have signs and wonders all around us as we do and be obedient unto you, God. God, we don't want to be in a place where it's all about what I have done, but what the Lord has done. God, let us be in a place about giving God glory, God. God, in everything we want to do tonight in our humbleness, God, is give you glory tonight, God. God, we want to give you glory in this time, God, because you are deserving of the glory. God, we want to give you glory because we need you to move on us, God. God, we want to give you glory, God. God, glory unto you, God. God, you are deserving of the glory, God, and we will give you the glory, God. We thank you tonight. God, we honor you tonight for everything we're doing tonight, God. And God, as we are moving in this place, God, we thank you for the time that you have set apart, that we will have leaders that will understand what it means to be humble, God. God, we thank you, God, that we have humble leaders that know to submit themselves to God. We thank you, God, that we don't have people that's looking for crowds, God, that's looking for about how much attention they can get, but they're looking to serve you, God. They're looking to honor you, God, to bring you glory. God, God, and we thank you for the humbleness of them, God. God, the humbleness of them, God, that it will continue to spread unto the house, God. That it will continue to spread in every place they go and move, God. The humbleness of them, God. Rabokosha, Yisamandere Kosoba de la Basa, Rashikotanase. God, we thank you, God, for this time. God, we thank you, God, for just being you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, Jesus, God. God, we give you honor. God, we give you glory, God. God, we thank you right now, God. God, we thank you for the blood right now tonight, God. God, we thank you for the blood working for us tonight, God. God, we thank you for the blood knowing how to minister and to be applied to our lives that we stand right standing with you, God. God, we thank you for the blood that made sure that we be whiter than snow because it was not our own doing, but it was you, God. It was you, God, that you shed your son's blood. God, God, we thank you for the blood that's moving tonight, God. God, we thank you for the blood that's moving in a place that we did not understand it could move, God. God, we thank you for the blood. God, we thank you for the blood right now, God, because the blood is doing some work for us, God. God, the blood is going to do some work in our families tonight now. God, the blood right now, God. God, we thank you right now, God. God, that the blood is moving on our behalf right now. God, in court system, God, we thank you for the blood being moved. God, in places where they said no to us, God, but the blood began to speak for us, God, and the answer is yes, God. And God, we thank you for the blood, God. God, in this time right now, for everything that seemed to not line up with you, God, that's trying to go left, God. God, we begin to plead the blood of Jesus on them every situation tonight, God. God, the blood right now, we plead on everything, God. God, right now, we plead the blood on our bodies right now, that she don't want to be flaring up, God. God, we apply the blood to our lymphatic system that's making things swell up, God. We plead the blood right now, God. We plead the blood right now, God. God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood right now that everything will recover, God. We plead the blood right now that our bodies, God, my soul, God, we plead. We plead right now, God. We plead the blood. We plead the blood right now, God. We plead right now, God. God, we plead the blood on families right now, God. God, for every broken area, God. For every area that needs to be repaired and every area that needs to be restored, God. We apply the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus on every family that seems to be broken on the line, God. God, we plead the blood right now, God. We plead the blood right now, God, on every place of employment that's trying not to treat you right, God. Trying to misuse you. Trying to pimp you out with your gifts, God. God, we plead the blood that you bring order and correction in that place, God. God, we plead the blood right now on some bosses that got nasty attitudes, that God, you begin to touch their heart because you said the heart of the king is in your hand, God. And we trust you, God, tonight, God. We thank you right now, God. God, begin to bleed the blood all over Mims right now. God, for every violence curse that's been trying to place over there for every Susan Roots. God, we plead the blood on every foul curse that's trying to be on the city, God. God, sick under the God, break the curse. God, we plead the blood right now. We plead the blood that peace will be in the city, God. We plead the blood right now that unity will be back in the city, God. We plead the blood. God, we plead the blood right now. We plead the blood right now, God. And we thank you, God, for everything we put before you, God, that we know that you're going to answer, God. God, we thank you, God, in advance for all the healing, God, for all the restoration. God, we thank you, God, for the every sign, every miracle, for everything that has been done that you say will happen, God. We thank you, God. God, so Yesha, Ana, so Dadekiso Ramana, Yeshe, Manana. God, we thank you for a financial overflow. A financial overflow. God, we thank you. Koshaka. Ramana de do kosha. Isha. Isha de nase. Isha na 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 na. We thank you, God. Ha. And he said, it is so. And so it is. God, we thank you for your word tonight. God, we thank you for the very manifestation of your word that will come through tonight. That God, that we will see it, God. God, that we will be overtaken with praise and reports on what God has done. Yeshama. We thank you, God, that it's done tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We thank y'all for the time that you had to hear what the Lord was saying. We thank you again. Stay humble, stay obedient, and watch God. Let everything that you go through continue to build your faith strongly in God. Don't let nothing break, don't let nothing bend, don't let nothing lower, but everything that comes, God, strengthen your faith. Everything that's come, strengthen your faith. And everything, stretch and expand the territories of ministry in your life. We thank you, Ed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you. Make sure you stay aware for tomorrow, for what Bible study shall be. Stay in place, stay in obedience, to hear what the Lord is saying. And as Dr. Johnson, how she wants to move in this series, that we want to increase our faith, let us stay obedient and receptive unto the teaching of God and the word of God. Until next week, y'all be blessed. May have a smile upon you. It's my prayer.